His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Henri Nouwen's book, The Return of the Prodigal Son, asks us to take the perspective of the various individuals in this parable. Certainly, perspective taking is a valuable skill that we would all do well to cultivate. Today, you will find yourself in the shoes of one of these characters. Maybe you will have your own prodigal moment. Are you ready to return and repent, honestly and authentically? Or maybe you will find yourself in the position of the father. How quickly are you ready to forgive and, having forgiven, rejoice wholeheartedly at the reconciliation? Or maybe you're like me and you often find yourself in the position of the elder brother. Are you willing to do the hard work of looking beyond your own concerns? Are you ready to accept that mercy and love, which know no bounds, are not restricted to you just because they are shown to others? This familiar parable becomes new for us when we realize that we are staging it now, today, at this very moment. Which role is yours? What lines are you preparing?
And go to my father, come to my senses, confess what I've done. I will implore his peace and his pardon. All will be well and all be one. All will be well. And watch out the window, wait to recover and welcome my child. I will prepare a feast in his honor. All will be well and all be one. All will be well. And bury my envy, stretch out my hand to the one I have scorned. I will lay down the resentment I harbor. All will be well and all be one. All will be well and all be one. And welcome my child. I will lay down the resentment I harbor. All will